Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us on the app. You want to join our conversation today? 850-437-1620. This is the Garden Line with Mike. Good morning.
Yes. Doing good?
I'm doing great. I mean, I had to turn your mic on.
Why?
I figured we needed to have that one thing that happened today. We talked about that earlier, right?
That's correct. That's
all right, exactly good. We've done right. It. We're done.
Here we are. We're all done.
Smooth sailing now.
I was just going to say, we're just going to cruise to the end today. But it's good to have you, Jess. It really is. Have you on the mic over there in that chair. It's fun working with you. It's just good to have you
here. I agree. It's great to. It's not only sunny outside. I come in here and you bring in so much sunlight and so much shine, man. And I appreciate that.
I love you. Good gracious. Thank you.
There's no thunder happening here.
Very good. You know, just been so kind of weird weather lately. We always talk about the weather, Jess, on the Garden Line. We always seem to start with that because it changes. And as it changes, what we do in our lawn and garden and landscaping changes with it. So here we are, the afternoon showers, which are wonderful. We went a long time with not enough rain, and I think we all were out watering our plants every day. Well, this rain has been very, very good. But one thing we always have to remember about Pensacola is that it can rain for a week and stop raining, and then we're in a drought. We have sandy soil. That water just goes right through. And so we have to really keep our eyes on it. If you have your sprinkler system off because of these afternoon showers, just pay very close attention to your plants. Don't forget, your plants are going to tell you if they need watering. A lot of them are going to droop over. Your lawn is going to tell you if it needs watering because the blades of grass will fold up. Or if you walk across your lawn and you see the footprints, that means it's dry. It's too dry. I don't think you're going to see that right now, but I think we're going to start drying out, hopefully maybe after the weekend into next week. And so just be sure that you don't just, you know, live on our laurels here. Oh, we've had all this rain. It's great. I'm not going to water for a while. You can't do that in Pensacola.
I thought I was going bananas the other day because we were watering our yard,
mm-hmm.
and we put our hand down, and the top soil still felt dry, and I was like, darn, that must have been surely thirsty, and it just sucked the water down, and I still don't know if I'm nuts, but I felt like maybe it was so thirsty.
It's like a sponge.
It just took it right down.
That's exactly right. You know, one thing that is interesting when you start talking about watering the yard is that a lot of the literature and will tell you, oh, you need to water a half to three quarters of an inch every other day, something on that order. Well, what does that mean? How does one know what a half to three quarters of an inch is? A lot of our Garden Line listeners are know where I'm going with this, but you've got to kind of figure out a way to do the math on that. So what you do, you get, say 10 straight-edged cans, kind of like a tuna can, okay? You run your system, and then whenever it gets to be about a half to three-quarters of an inch in each of a can, then you know that's kind of the right amount to water. And you see how much time you've run off on your sprinkler system, and then you know. Now, let's be honest with each other. And not many of us are going to get 10 tuna cans and put them out in the yard. You know, come on. I've always said, listen, if it dries out, if it's time to water the lawn, I really believe that if you're having periodic rain, a half an hour on each zone, three times a week. That's a general recommendation. And really, it depends on where you are. If you're up in the northern part of the county, you got a little more clay in the soil in some areas, and that makes that soil a little wetter. You don't have to do it quite as often. If you're in Gulf Breeze, sometimes all bets are off. Nothing but sand. You've got to water a lot. But you may want to try the tuna can trick just to see if that half hour is working for you. But I think that's generally what you do. And so as soon as this rain is over, and it will be, because we get into the fall, we get very dry. We get very dry in the fall. Think about the three times a week, 30 minutes per zone. That's generally the best way to do it.
Now we have a call.
We do.
We have a call from Lynn.
Lynn.
So let's hop over there.
We know Lynn. If it's the same Lynn.
Good morning, Lynn.
Yes.
How are you?
Good morning.
What do you got for us this morning?
Good morning. Mike and I have known each other for a couple of years, like we grew up together.
That's right. Lynn, how you been?
I just want to thank you guys for your support and letting me talk about the Secret Garden Tour at the end of May. We had so many people coming in to buy tickets. I heard you on the radio.
Really?
So thank you for all your help and support. They'll do it next year. Virginia and I have retired, and so somebody's got to take it over.
Lynn, let me tell you, that's not going to happen. They're going to call you back and say, come on down, help us out, because nobody can do it quite like you can. But that's a great event, and it's one of my favorite events in Pensacola, where you can go to different homes and see how other people are landscaping, because everybody landscapes different, because, of course, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Right.
And so it's interesting to see what other people are doing, and you can pick up so many ideas about what you can do in your yard.
Right.
I mean, you look at the way somebody does a flower bed, you say, I didn't know I could do it like that. I'm going to go try it. So in any event, Lynn, we appreciate all that you do to promote gardening in Pensacola and all the Federation of Garden Clubs, all the activities that they have. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. And I've called about the Emerald Coast Hibiscus Society.
No, I didn't know there was a hibiscus society.
Trying to help them get it going over here, too, in Pensacola. It started in Destin, Fort Walton area. And Gary Gable, one of our garden club members from Magnolia Garden Club, Gary Gable has opened up his beautiful gardens. He was on the Secret Garden Tour a year ago. And he's invited anybody and everybody that loves hibiscus. And we all do. They're so colorful and beautiful. And on July the 28th, on Sunday, at 4:30 p.m., there's a meeting at Gary's house. It's 602 Edgewater Drive, 32507 is zip code. And he said anybody can call him if they need any information. He's willing to put his private personal phone number out there. For Emerald Coast Hibiscus Society, and they meet on the fourth Sunday of in the month. And Gary's phone number, everybody get your pencil and paper ready, is 214-228-1661. And we want to get a group going here, and we'll be in with them too. So we might meet in Destin, might meet in Fort Walton, might meet in Pensacola.
You may have to meet at my house and come look at my hibiscus. They're looking really, really good. Hey, Lynn, we got to take a quick break here, but thanks for that information.
Okay.
I think the Hibiscus Society is a great idea. And once again, thanks for all you do. Appreciate it.
And thank you for your support of all of us.
You got it.
We appreciate the Garden Line
every
week. Bye-bye.
See you.
That's great. And if you want to join the conversation, we'd love to have you. 850-437-1620. We're going to head into a break.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text LION to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text LION to 42424. That's LION to 42424.
Hands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens each Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band. This Tuesday, it's Storm Folk. They're an alternative folk band that combines a singer-songwriter feel with folk, bluegrass, rock, and pop. Pants on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with Storm Folk. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about the Secret Service Director's non-testimony. I mean, she didn't say much, so I think that's what you've got to call it. Also talked with Chief Leiter from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office about various activities the Sheriff's Office does that you might not even know about. And the drama at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting yesterday, where they had to end the meeting twice just because one commissioner would not stop talking. You guess which one. Catch all those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. You're listening to The Garden Line with Mike.
Good morning to everyone. Send us your texts. We would love to hear what you're up to in your yard and your landscape. And if you have some questions, you can even call us. We'd love to talk to you. So thanks for being with us this morning. We did talk a minute ago about the rain. And also, to tie that in with what we talked about last week, insofar as the fertilizer for your St. Augustine and centipede and zoysia lawn for midsummer. Well, we're getting a little past the time to do that. But I think if you do it in the next week or so, you'll be okay. Remember that St. Augustine likes a good high nitrogen fertilizer this time of year. It really likes that kick. It kind of gets it going for the rest of the summer. And then, believe it or not, this is something I hadn't even thought about using these words, but we're going to have time for winterizer fertilizer coming up in even late August and September. So you need to get that midsummer application of fertilizer done. If you can't do it the next week or so, I'd say just pass on it, and then we'll hit the winterizer when we get into the latter part of the summer and the first part of fall. That formula, the formulas are so different. They're so different. High nitrogen is midsummer feed, and of course, low nitrogen in the fall.
And did we mention best fertilizer for centipede lawn this time of year? We have a text in asking that.
Oh, that's a great question because I was just going to go there.
I felt like I was reading your mind. That's why I was like, did we just talk about that?
St. Augustine and zoysia, remember that? That's great. But that's not what you want for centipede. Centipede is kind of a native grass that doesn't need nor want that heavy feeding in the midsummer. So what we do is you've got a couple of choices. one just put some iron out, and I love the product. It's called Ironite. It's a granular product that you put on, water it in, and you're in business. It really is good for centipede midsummer. Or the Milorganite. And remember we said, where does Milorganite come from?
Yep.
City of Milwaukee. It's from the sewage system in the city of Milwaukee.
I think you quizzed me on that last time, didn't you?
I did quiz you on that. You got it this time. But anyway, Milorganite is a product. It's been around for decades, and it's a great organic fertilizer to use for centipede. Now, you have a third choice, and that's to do nothing, because centipede just really doesn't need that feeding in the midsummer. That Ironite and all that will help with the greening a little bit, but insofar as the overall health of centipede, you could probably let it go and get ready for that winterizer, which is really important, latter part of August into right. September. So that's what I would do for centipede.
All right. We have another text. We love it when you interact with us at 850-437-1620. What do you use to get rid of clover-looking weeds in your lawn?
Another great question. And let me make a real simple answer of what to do about weeds in your lawn right now. Do nothing. Oh, were you really? See, you got this. No, it's too hot. When we're in 90 degrees, you start putting a what we call a selective herbicide on your any grass. You could burn it up. You just don't want to do it. You need to wait probably into September, maybe even the latter part of September, when we start getting these lower temperatures, till temperatures at night kind of reach the 60s, daytime mid to high 80s is usually pretty good. And what we do, we use products that contain chemicals like Trimec. That's T-R-I-M-E-C. It's a great product, and it's good for broadleaf weeds like the clover, dollar weed, Virginia buttonweed, things like that. So that's what you need to use. But if you go look at the overall strategy to get rid of those weeds, do not forget, as we get into the late fall, to use the pre-emergence, which keeps the winter weeds from coming up. Then use it again in February to keep those spring weeds, like this clover, from coming up. They're not perfect, but that's the best strategy to use to control weeds in your yard. And, of course, as we've always said on the Garden Line, the best strategy for weeds is a lush lawn. Fertilize it right, water it right, mow it right, do all of those things, and you'll have less weeds. You really will. And don't try, if you're going to put in new grass, don't try to put in a new lawn, new sod in heavily shaded areas. It's not going to work. There are a lot of people who will say, oh, St. Augustine is a shade grass. There is no such thing, really, as a shade grass. All turf grass likes full sun.
Yep.
Now, if you have to pick one, I would use St. Augustine. It'll tolerate the shade a little better. But remember the old percentages we use on the Garden Line? If you've got 50% shade, you're going to have 50% grass, 70, 30, 60, 40, right down that line. So be sure to be aware of that, because sod nowadays is expensive, and you sure would hate to put in sod and have it not work.
Right.
That's for sure.
Great. We have another question from John. John's asking, is it too late to put centipede plugs in bare spots?
Absolutely not. It's a fine time to do that. It really is. Those plugs work pretty well. But John, one bit of advice on the plugs that I have found out. You can buy those plugs, like let's say St. Augustine plugs, centipede plugs, whatever. They come in a tray, and you pull out the plugs. It's about a 3 to 4 inch plug, and you put it in the ground. It's got a root system to it, and you just put it in the ground. A lot of the books and a lot of the, quite frankly, some of the instructions that go with the plugs sometimes don't have the right advice. We need to take a break.
We got to take a break.
Let's take a break. And when we come back, let's talk about those plugs a little bit more, okay?
That is great.
Let's do it.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas power business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Christmas in July Marketplace at Women's Club of Pensacola is Saturday, 10 till 2, and Sunday, noon to 4. Shop featuring local crafters, artists, and creators. See visitpensacola.com for more. The Navarre Farmers Market is open every Saturday from 10 till 2 at 87 and Segura Corner. Shop fresh produce, milk, and eggs, baked goods, handcrafter items, and much more. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is Jess. You're listening to The Garden Line with Mike. We love it when you join the conversation at 850-437-1620.
We were talking about centipede plugs.
Yes, we
about
were.
About filling in bare spots. It's a great way to do it. But here's the deal. Some of the instructions that I've read on those plugs say, okay, you get the plugs and you put them on 12-inch centers. Well, 12-inch centers is much too far apart. I would really come back to 5-inch centers, 6-inch centers, and put them in that way. That way they're gonna cover much quicker. The weeds will have less of a chance to take over because what you're gonna start doing on those plugs is start watering, and they take extra water. The one downside of those plugs I have seen is they suffer from lack of water quicker than, say, your established lawn. So you've really got to water them. But you know what happens when you water that nice bare dirt? Here come the weeds. So put them close together, give them a chance to go ahead and cover. And insofar as mowing is concerned, one, be sure they're at the right level where your lawnmower's not going to dig them up, but mow them when they need it. There were some talk years ago, people would say, well, if you put in sod or plugs, don't mow them for 6 weeks. Well, 6 weeks? That grass is going to be up to your elbows. I mean, so no, mow it when it needs it. But you really need to mow it high. You really do.
So let it get up there just enough to where it starts to irritate you and then mow it?
Well, here's the deal. The state has put out a real nice little four-step paper on why you should mow your lawn high and how high you should mow it. So after the break, we can come back and do that.
Sounds great.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
July 23rd, 1878, from the offices of Judge Thomas Settle, a federal district judge for this district, this is 1620 Radio News. Judge Settle has called newsmen together today to announce the identity of our new postmaster for Northwest Florida, and that man is Mr. Zubalon Elijah, a citizen well known to most since he has already served here as a state assemblyman, a city councilman, and a county commissioner. A man born in slavery, Zubalon Elijah has, as the judge put it, made the very best use of his natural endowments and has served ably in all of the prior roles. The appointment of postmaster, which of course was first announced by President Ulysses Grant, has come about through a rather unusual route. It seems that our local contractor, Mr. John Sunday, served in the late war as a sergeant on then General Grant's staff, and that after the war, the two have remained in contact. It was Sunday who recommended his friend Elijah to the president, and Mr. Grant has obliged made this arrangement.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins.
I thought Dana White did a great job introducing Trump, and then, you know, you probably heard the speech or at least parts of it. So I suppose now we could go to the coverage of it today.
Sure.
How about Good Morning America, Little George?
Oh, yeah. What's he worried?
Oh, my gosh.
Former president started with a call for unity and recounting the attempt on his life, but the bulk of his 92
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2. Before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. You're listening to The Garden Line with Mike. Join us in the conversation, 437-1620.
Well, Jess, we were talking about mowing the lawn.
My favorite
thing
to do.
That's an exciting topic, no doubt about it. But the state did send out a really nice four reasons why one should mow their yard. Okay. Here they are. You ready?
Step one.
If you want to mow it high, because you'll get deeper root growth, because longer grass blades allow for deeper root growth. It's especially beneficial during high heat, as deeper roots can access moisture from the lower soil levels. So it helps withstand a drought a little bit better. So that's deeper root growth. That's one reason to mow it high. The second one is weed suppression. Taller grass shades the soil, making it more difficult for seeds to germinate and to grow. So if you mow your grass high, you're kind of creating, for lack of a better word, a natural barrier against weed growth. That helps you reduce the level of herbicides and, heaven forbid, manual weed removal. Who wants to get out there and pull those weeds? Okay, the third one is cooler soil temperatures. Longer grass acts as a natural insulator, helping to keep the soil temperature cooler during hot weather. Cooler soil temperatures do promote healthier root growth. So that's number three. Number four is reduce water evaporation. Longer grass blades can help reduce water evaporation from the soil surface. That means more water is retained in the soil, reducing the frequency of watering and conserving water resources. So those are the four reasons to mow high. So your logical question is, Jess, how high should you mow?
How high is too high?
How high should you go? Well, those who've listened to The Garden Line have heard me rattle on about this for years. St. Augustine, mow it 4 inches. Centipede, 3 inches. Zoysia depends on the variety, but on average, 2 inches. Now, you mow St. Augustine 4 inches, as you should, this time of year, with some of these storms, with the watering we give it, and with this heat heating up the turf, it will grow. You can almost watch it grow. You mow it one day, the next day you say, mow it again. But that's just the way it is in Pensacola in the summertime, especially this time of year. The grass grows so fast. And, you know, thank goodness it's growing fast.
Right,
and not going the opposite direction. So in any event, I thought that was an informative letter from the state about why to mow your lawn high.
I agree. No, we have another question.
What we got?
Our yard has lots of mushrooms growing. Should we be worried about this?
No, not really. What I would do on that is two things. One, if it's St. Augustine grass or zoysia, I would consider putting some lime on it. I'd put some dolomite lime. Comes in about a 40-pound bag. It's not expensive. Covers about 1,000 square feet. And put some lime out on it. Get that pH up just a little bit. Centipede, I don't want you to do that. What you need to do with centipede and the mushroom is get your shovel, kind of dig them up, throw them in the trash, and you're done. But no, I don't think it's going to be a big deal at all. Now, be very careful about that lime. You don't, like I say, you don't want to put it on centipede. You don't want to put it on azaleas. You don't want to put it on camellias. You don't want to get the pH up because those are plants that like a little acidity in our soil. And lime goes just the opposite direction. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. Just kind of pry them out of the ground, throw them in the trash. A little bit of lime if you have time for that, and you're in business.
I bet you have a great yard.
Fair. I've got in my yard, Tess, is a huge oak tree.
Ooh.
Huge oak tree. I love it.
I love oak trees. They're beautiful.
Matter of fact, every 2 years I get to them, and I always recommend this to our listeners, and they know that because they probably do it just like I do. I get the tree surgeons out there to thin it out because if you've got this big oak tree and you just let it all just grow and grow and grow, it gets very thick. Here comes the tropical winds, and it will be a tree will act like a sail on a sailboat. It'll catch the wind, and in a high wind, it could knock it over. So I like my tree guy to thin it out, and that I've gone through Ivan and gone through Sally, and I think it works.
And they grow better and they look better.
Yeah, and they do look better because a lot of that is almost cosmetic. Matter of fact, I've always said that a good tree surgeon, and the guy I use is really good, and most of them around town are so good, they have to have a touch of the artist about them. You can't just go in there and just whack off limbs and leave stubs and all that. If they kind of have a feel for how it's going to look, that's a good tree surgeon. And we've got a bunch of them in Pensacola.
And we've got a question.
Yeah, man.
How high should Baja grass be cut?
That's Bahia.
Bahia.
Bahia grass.
You know, just lean into the question. Bahia.
Bahia. There are two types of Bahia grass. Argentine Bahia and Pensacola Bahia. Argentine Bahia, if you're going to have a lawn with Bahia grass, the Argentine is better. It's a little thicker. The Pensacola will send up those seed heads all over the place. You know, and so what that really does is make Argentine or Pensacola probably not the most desirable lawn grass. Now, the Department of Transportation uses it a lot on right-of-ways, interstates, roads, that type of thing, and some commercial use. I want to say Washington High School has Argentine Bahia. You just have to mow it. You can watch it grow, but it will put up with a drought better than any other grass. So Bahia, it may be a choice for you if you've got a residential home or even a commercial business and you want a desirable lawn grass. I don't think I'd pick Bahia, but it does have its uses, no doubt about it.
Great. And that's what we have here, expert.
Very good. Let's go back to the guy talking about the plugs.
Okay.
Remember that? Okay, if you've got an area of your yard, let's say it's, we'll just make something up here. Let's say 10 feet wide, 10 by 10, let's say, 10 by 10. And the grass has just not done well in that particular area. It's pretty good everywhere else, just not in that area. And you want to put some new grass in there. So here's what I recommend doing. One, first of all, you've got to identify the area and kind of till it up, rake it out, get it down to bare dirt. But along the edges, of that 10 by 10, you want to get your shovel and make kind of a deep, I say deep, a nice cut so that when you put your new grass in there, it's even with your older grass. Okay, so you got it all nice and clean. We have a text?
No, I was going to stop you and say, hold that thought. Let's take a break, don't we? Yeah. Let's do it.
Well, let's do it. Sorry. We'll get back to that.
That's great.
Okay.
Summer is here, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now it's time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. Stop by today and see for yourself why Barnes Feed Store has been a local's favorite for years. Get your gardening, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Emsley on Old Palafox.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 16th, in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Special thank you to miracle sponsor, Florida Blue.
Our hope sponsors include Autumn Beck Blackledge, PLLC.
Bill Sheffield Realty.
Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
International Paper.
And Penn Air Credit Union.
Thank you.
This year, help us raise money for the NICU's Angel Eye cameras.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Why would you want a home generator from the Generator Guys? Top reasons include lighting during power outages that can last for days, cooling your home to keep people and pets comfortable, power to keep working from home, freezer food protected, security cameras powered, medical devices backed up, and humidity controlled to keep black mold from growing. All reasons to get a free, no-obligation quote from your local company. Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys. Go to thegeneratorguys.co.
When America needed a hero, we turned to conservative Aaron Dimmock. A decorated combat pilot, Dimmock led missions against cartels in the Gulf. He'll take that fight to Biden's open border chaos. He's pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-Trump. Because Aaron Dimmock's a conservative fighter we can be proud of. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for, and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is the Garden Line with Mike. Join us in the conversation at 437-1620. Do you remember that last thought we had?
Yes, we were talking about the 10 by 10 area that had a lot of weeds in it that your grass hadn't grown, and you're going to replace it. You're going to repair it. So what we had done, we had cleaned all that stuff out, gotten down to bare dirt. We'd cut a nice edge around the area that we're going to repair. And here's something interesting that my good friend Mike Robinson put in his book, and I've always remembered it. He said, if you leave it alone, if you've got that nice bare area, and say if you've used a weed killer to kill the weeds, leave it alone. And in the first 2 weeks, Mike says in his book, you'll have 5 to 10 weeds start coming back up. Well, either pull those or kill those, and you will have much fewer weeds come up in the future. If you get those first 5 or 10. I've never done it that way, but Mike's pretty good at that stuff. Anyway, so here we are. We've got a nice clean area, and very quickly. Well, let me ask you, we have a text over there?
We have two questions.
Let's go there.
Okay.
Then we're going to get to the very end. The important thing is how to put that new grass in there.
Okay, great. So how do you thicken St. Augustine?
How do you thicken it?
Yes.
That is a great question. And that's what we all want, because as I said earlier in the show, a a thick grass, a healthy grass, is the best weed controller that we have. Remember, we're going to mow it 4 inches. We're going to fertilize 3 times a year. We're going to have a sharp lawnmower. We're going to be on the lookout for insects and bugs. And we may not get to that today, but we're going to talk about that next week because it's getting about that time of year. We're going to do everything culturally, if you will. And that is what's going to give you that thick grass. There's no doubt about it. Full sun, if you can do it. If you've got that big oak tree like I do, you've got to thin it out, or whatever type of tree you have, thin it out to allow more sun in. So if you have enough sun, you mow it right, water it right, take care of it, watch for insects, bugs, and fungus, you should have a thick St. Augustine lawn.
Great. Now we have a really long statement and question, which I love because people are listening. And after listening last week, one of our listeners has something to say. A few weeks ago, I asked a question about getting crepe myrtle trunks to grow together in one larger trunk. You told me that they would not grow together. However, I see crepe myrtle trees all over Pensacola area where two or more trunks have grown together. So I researched it and found that crepe myrtle is one of the species that will not... That's a big word. I can't see it. Inoculate will not, they will not come together. When the branches and trunks touch and they rub together and rub off that outer layer of bark from the wind blowing them, and they will grow together. You can also do this yourself by braiding the trunks or just simply wrapping them together, and over time, the movement from the wind will rub off the outer bark. Or you can slightly scrape the outer bark to help it happen faster. And they will grow together into one trunk. Do we want them to grow together in one trunk?
You know, we have some of the greatest listeners.
I think we have excellent listeners.
Really, somebody did, whoever texted us, did a ton of research. And that is very, very interesting. I have never seen it done like that. Most people who want a single trunk, crepe myrtle, will... do just that. They will not have a multi-trunk. They will prune it. They will cut off the limbs that are there to make it a simple, I shouldn't say cut off the limbs, usually take a young tree, and as it grows, keep one trunk. Because remember now, that crepe myrtle is going to want to come out of the base, because that's just what crepe myrtles do. So that is very, very interesting, and I really appreciate that. I would like, if they're going to do it, I would love some pictures of how they initially either weave those trunks together,
yep,
or scrape the bark and tie them together. Whatever the folks are who texted us, I'd love to see a picture of how they do that.
That's the great thing about this. You're an expert, and we have listeners that are becoming experts because they're listening to you, but they're also being inspired to do some research, and they come back and they teach us a few things.
Well, there's another side of that coin, too. We have a lot of listeners on the Garden Line that know a lot more about it than I do. We really have some great gardeners who do some very innovative things. And this is very innovative. If you're in the market for a crepe myrtle and you want a single trunk crepe myrtle, you can buy those. You can buy those. Tell your nurseryman, if he doesn't have them in stock, he can get those. It's because the growers have grown that tree so it only has one trunk and doesn't have the multi-trunk. Most of us like that multi-trunk look, but this is fascinating what these folks have done.
And our listener says,
I appreciate that. I really do.
Yes, Mike is fantastic, and I love this show. And Jess is learning how to read every single day. So what? I need new glasses. Inoculate. Not inoculate, which we do know is two different things. So thank you so much. We do have another listener was asking who your tree surgeon is. So I could probably send them a text at our break of who that is.
Oh, sure. Do that. I'll share that with them at the break.
Great.
Be glad to.
Excellent.
Well, good. Well, we appreciate that text. I'm intrigued by the crepe myrtle text. I really am.
Me too. And I'm just loving the interaction. And you can be part of this conversation at 437-1620. Get those questions ready. We want to hear when we come back from the break.
Very good.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Christmas in July Marketplace at Women's Club of Pensacola is Saturday, 10 till 2, and Sunday, noon to 4. Shop featuring local crafters, artists, and creators. See visitpensacola.com for more. The Navarre Farmers Market is open every Saturday from 10 till 2 at 87 and Segura Corner. Shop fresh produce, milk, and eggs, baked goods, handcrafter items, and much more. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. You are listening to The Garden Line with Mike. Mike, we have another question.
We do. We do. It's a great question, too. Asking whether you can use Confederate jasmine as a ground cover. Well, I've seen it done, but the jasmine to use as a ground cover is really the best. Well, the best is Asiatic jasmine. It's a great ground cover. You've got to control it because it'll get out of that bed where you have it. You're going to have to keep it pruned off the edge, but it will form a thick ground cover that a lot of people use, quite frankly, when they can't grow grass because of different conditions, such as too much shade, they can't get water to it, that type of thing. But Asiatic jasmine is a great plant, as is Confederate jasmine. Confederate jasmine in Pensacola is great because it's all over town, and it just smells so good in the spring. It really, really does. Jess, I'm going to finish up the conversation about our 10 by 10 area. Real quick.
Sounds great.
Four ways you can put new grass in that area. And we'll maybe talk about this another day. You can sod it. You can plug it. We talked about that today. You can seed it with centipede seed. And here's one that very few people do anymore. You can sprig it.
Sod it?
Sprig it.
What's the first one? Sod it?
Sod it. Plug it.
Plug it.
Seed it. And sprig it.
I like that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Sprigging is when you take, say, a piece of sod and take the runners out of it. Get a shovel and shovel it in the ground, kind of rake your shovel a little bit and stick those sprigs, those runners, in the ground and cover them back up. People used to grow St. Augustine lawns like that. They'd get a crew of about 10 people out there tearing up at St. Augustine and sprigging the grass. Very interesting. Don't do much of that anymore. Jess, it's been fun today. You've done a great job.
It's been great. I love having you here. I love our listeners. I hope everybody will stick around for our next segment, and I can't wait to see you again.
We'll be back.
Great.